from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, our executive producer as well. It's that time of the week. It is Thursday, and we go talk to our guy, Ben Maller. Ben Maller joins the show here on 96.5 The Fan.
And it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I'll tell you what, this flag football quarterback out here taking on Patrick Mahomes, I just got to say one thing, man. Your thoughts on this?
All right, so I love this story because this is the only way to get publicity, right? This is a marketing maven. I don't know who even knew who this guy was, but you make a statement like that. If he had come out and said, no, I cannot even polish the shoes of Patrick Mahomes. You're not mentioning it. I don't see the story, but the fact that he came out, this is brilliant, right? This is classic old school carnival barker marketing. Wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. And if you really want to get technical, all this guy does is play flag football, right? From what I understand, like that's his thing. So yeah, Mahomes plays real football. It's slightly different. So yeah, you could make that argument, but I love that he said it because it's wonderful for their publicity. And that guys are like in the NFL, they're dying to play flag football. Think about that. People are already lining up. The Olympics aren't till 2028 and people are already lining up. I want to be part of the Olympic team. They all want to get a little glamour from the Olympics. It's great.
What do you think would be the bottom bar for a quarterback and a flag football to represent the, like, you think Mitch Trubisky could bring home the gold against every other nation, or do you think we need somebody a little bit better than that?
Well, Dusty, you would like to think that, but I would like to see a fat man play quarterback because it's flag football. I miss the hefty lefty Jerry Lorenzen from back in the day, the great fat hope there at Kentucky and with the Giants. He won as a backup with the Giants. But why not? It's flag football. You don't have to be built like Adonis. You don't have to have washboard abs and all that stuff. Let's put a real, normal looking human being out there, a little overweight, and let it rip.
So a modern day Roethlisberger?
Yeah, modern day, even bigger. You know, get somebody out there with a dad body, like an old, and not just a young guy's dad, but I'm an old school dad body. Put him out there, balding, the whole thing, beer belly, and we'd still win. We'd still win because we're America, and we're going to get it done no matter what.
That's exactly right. That's the way you got to look at it. I love the fact that the Olympics happened and everybody now wants to participate. Baseball players want in, football players want in. You know, obviously you're caught up in the moment because you watch what the NBA stars did over there in the Olympics. But man, we go 2028 in LA. You got to have major leaguers because the saying that I've been using is the people want the people. We don't want some scrubs that we don't know about. And flag football, you tell me Patrick Mahomes is slinging it around for America. People aren't going to go crazy for that.
Oh, of course. Yes. Now, how many of these athletes want to be part of it because they get to hang out at the Olympic Village and they've heard stories about the Olympic Village? How many of these guys want to go and just go to the Olympic Village and all that? But it's wonderful. And just make it work. The NFL, we've done this a long time. Every week I come on with you, we shoot the breeze and all that. We talk about my love of the chicken fingers, the landing with my name on them and all that. But for years, there's been an open secret. The NFL would love to wake up one morning and just play flag football. And their life would be much easier if people would watch it. And this is a wonderful way for them to promote flag football. And you want to bet they start their own, like, big-time flag football league, that's part of this as well, part of the marketing for the NFL. So, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be fun. And all the sports should be part of it. Baseball, just pause the season for a month if you have to. It's fine. No one's going to die. Play some doubleheaders. Everything will be okay. And you can make the schedule work. Start the season earlier if you have to. Just figure it out, right? Come up with an answer. And I agree. All these athletes should be in the Olympics.
Why does it feel like this year is like the most, I guess, garbage talk towards Patrick Mahomes? Maybe I'm biased. Maybe because it's all we focus on outside of Royals baseball here. By the way, winning still. hey, 2.5 out of the Central, man. I'm stoked. But it seems like this is a year that everybody keeps attacking Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't know if this like flag football guy is literally serious, but you go back to Vegas with the Kermit the Frog. You think about like people trying to say that, you know, Caleb Williams has more Patrick Mahomes than any other quarterback. I'm not saying that's a shot. But then you have, like, all these sort of storylines keep adding up, and it's like, when is enough going to be enough? And you just leave this guy out of it and just worry about winning football games instead of, you know, either making fun or taking shots or, you know, being that sort of thing to where just let him be Patrick Mahomes and just try to beat him first.
Yeah, see, I took the other side on that, Dusty. I'm of the position that this is what you want. If people aren't ripping Patrick Mahomes, he's doing something wrong. Right, it's like that old line Wilt Chamberlain had. You know, nobody loves Goliath, and right now he's Goliath. So people are going to try to poke Mahomes, and when they stop doing that, that's a problem. That means he's no longer at the top of the pecking order in the NFL. And it's like, you know, you go around. No one's goofing on Baker Mayfield right now. You know, it's like because he's Baker Mayfield, right? So I think it's a tremendous honor to Mahomes that everyone's goofing on him, and it goes with the real estate. And as long as the Chiefs keep winning, it doesn't matter, right? People can shout disapproval and ridicule him and all that. But people did the same thing with Tom Brady. When Tom Brady was at the top, people messed on Brady. They messed around with him all the time and made fun of his vicocta diet and all the things that he had going on. So they had a field day with him.
But he also cheated. Yeah, Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And, you know, quarterbacks are starting to get named as their starter. Bo Nix, yay, in Denver. Caleb Williams coming to Chicago. And they're in town, I think, tonight for a preseason football game against the Chiefs. But maybe not. I don't know. We're not seeing any of these guys play. But where do you think this is all going to play out? Do you think Bo Nix is going to be successful? And do you think Caleb Williams can finally be the guy to kind of lead the Bears out of their non-cursing abyss?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm a believer that there is usually some beginner's luck with these rookie quarterbacks, that you can fake it for a while, but at some point the defensive coordinators will figure things out. And so I know everyone's all excited because the Texans started a rookie quarterback last year in Mr. Stroud, and they had this great year and all that. But history indicates that's still rare, even with Tom Brady saying they dumbed down the NFL to make it easier for rookie quarterbacks and all that. I still believe that ultimately the Bears and the Broncos, they'll see progress, but it's not going to be like they're going to make the playoffs this year. I know the Bears are getting a lot of love because of Hard Knocks, although you can't curse on Hard Knocks because the Bears owners don't want that, so you stay away from the bad words. But I mean, these guys are the future for now until they prove they're not the future. But I expect middling results, the occasional big-time performance, and maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I'm still not of the mindset that these guys are going to hit the ground running like C.J. Stroud did last year, because most of the rookie quarterbacks, there are the usual growing pains. But I love the fact they're playing. I like playing them right away. I don't like resting them. I think the Chiefs should have played Mahomes right away. I think they would have had another Super Bowl if they played Mahomes earlier. So that's my position.
Who's the Ben Maller surprise team for positive and negative? Like, who's the Ben Maller team that's going to be a good team that probably a lot of people aren't talking about right now on August 22nd? And then who's the team that maybe some people are going to be talking about come December 22nd?
Yeah, so looking around, the team that stands out, I don't know if they qualify, though. Like, no one's really talking about the Rams. I think Sean McVay, now that Belichick's gone, he's right in that group with Andy Reid and some people would say Mike Tomlin as one of the top coaches. So I think the Rams are a sneaky pick there. I'd keep an eye on the 49ers in that same division going the other direction. I I'm not so. There's a lot of people fighting for money, and it reminds me of some of the things that I heard when I was a kid from guys like Parcells and in other sports. The disease of me, you know, everyone's trying to get paid there. Not everyone's going to get the money. You got your starting star tackle upset. You've got, you know, Brock Purdy's around the corner. He's going to get paid. You've got Brandon Ayuk, who's fighting for money right now. And I want to see how that all shakes out, because Shanahan's going to have to thread a needle, because they're not all going to get paid what they want. And is that going to spill over on the field? So that's right off the top of my head. That's a team I'd keep an eye on. So are they going to take a couple of steps back, where instead of being the very top team in that division, they're in a dogfight with the Rams, and they're like a, you know, 9 or 10 win team instead of a 12 or 13 win team.
Ben, we're going to switch gears to baseball a little bit, because I've been pushing for Trevor Bauer for the Royals for the last couple of months. A lot of people think I'm nuts. A lot of people want Trevor Bauer. He says the other day he believes he's being blackballed by Major League Baseball. What do you think is going on with Trevor Bauer? And if you're the Royals, would you sign the guy for the stretch run? Because your bullpen's a gas can.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I think this is ridiculous. I know there was the scandal. He paid his debt to Major League Baseball. He got suspended. And the fact that not a single team has had interest in a guy that won a Cy Young and was very effective on the mound, and he's pitched well in the Mexican League, and he pitched well in Japan and all that, I would absolutely bring him in. And I watched some of these teams. There are players right now in the big leagues who have been actual victims, they were the assaultee in actual crimes, and they're playing. It's like, well, Trevor Bauer's not allowed to pitch. I believe the conspiracy that Major League Baseball at the corporate level, he has been excommunicated, he has been decommissioned from baseball for right now. And Bauer even said it, like he went on the record, as you referenced, he said that a team told him they were interested in him, but they couldn't add him because they felt that Major League Baseball corporate was going to attack them, and they were going to, you know, sully their name in the media and all that. So, I mean, I think there's something to that. I would love to. I think the Dodgers should have brought him back. They're still paying him. You know, he was with the Dodgers at the time all this went down. And so he's got a couple of years left. He's in his mid-30s now. But if you could get him, and he said he would play for the minimum, that's got to be music to the ears of the Royals ownership. He'd play for the minimum. Come on, bring him in.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the final weekend of exhibition football. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, I will not be watching. Let me know how it goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.